This episode of Enterprise Radio is brought to you by DesignCrowd.com. DesignCrowd is a website that helps entrepreneurs and small businesses outsource or crowdsource custom graphic, logo, and web designs from designers around the world. DesignCrowd has more than 500,000 designers from Sydney to San Francisco ready to help you with awesome creative ideas. So get the perfect custom design every time. Check out DesignCrowd.com to learn more and receive your Enterprise Radio $100 VIP offer when you start your next project.
You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Josh Saylor, a fiduciary planner and advisor for business owners and executives at Miracle Mile Advisors, an independent investment advisory firm. Josh, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much for having me, Eric. Hey, can I get your services to introduce me on basically every client meeting? Because I feel fantastic after that.
Anytime, Josh. Certainly our pleasure. Really good to have you on the show today. So let's kick things off. What is executive planning, for starters?
No, I appreciate the question. So what is executive planning? What is executive planning is basically, it is a 30,000-foot kind of an answer, but really it is, you know, strategizing and basically coordinating priorities that a business owner has with his business and his personal life. A lot of times business owners are 100% focused on growing their said business and oftentimes don't take the time to do the necessary planning or sit down to do the necessary strategy in order to help translate how that wealth accumulation, which really shows up on their balance sheet as the net worth, how their net worth inside of their business is going to show up and translate into net worth in their personal life. And sometimes people consider these things mutually exclusive. So that is the 30,000-foot view of what is executive planning. It's coordinating business and personal priorities together, to work together, to hold hands. But I think what also is important, if I can maybe take a quick little tangent here as to why executive planning exists, this might be a little bit about, Miracle Mile, but I think it's also important to understand, here as investment advisors and financial planners, we try to take a holistic view at everything and, sort of being realists here at the end of the day, we kind of realize that, there's only so much that, the overall markets are going to bear as far as returns. And a lot of what we spend our time doing is also just, protecting the assets and protecting the major wealth that our clients have been able to grow. And so why executive planning exists is because at the end of the day, we kind of have a belief system here at Miracle Mile that says, we realize that our clients are actually the best investment. And I know that may sound cheesy, but we truly do believe that. And so what executive planning is and why it exists is to help the business owner to actually stay focused on continuing to grow their business, which is their core competency. And so what we do inside of executive planning is we help to basically deal with a lot of the mundane details that are an absolute necessary evil if you want to grow and sustain a business over the course of time. And then we also help them to think multi-generational. A lot of these business owners, I would say 99% of them, they want to leave some sort of a legacy. And oftentimes it's hard for business owners to think over multiple generations when you're thinking in quarters, right? So hopefully that gives you a little bit of a background as to why executive planning exists.
Most certainly. And tell us, who would actually need an executive planner?
Sure. So and the answer to that can vary, but mostly executive planning is we focus on business owners mainly, and I don't necessarily want to put a number to it because I think that that'll exclude certain, you know, certain people that actually could still need it. But usually what I like to say to people is any business owner that's starting to go through growing pains, right? You're starting to add assets to the balance sheet. You know, you've got, you know, revenue that's kind of increasing year over year. You're starting to feel some of those strains and pains of, all right, I'm hiring on employees. You know, I am starting to deal with taxes. That's becoming a big situation for me. Oh, I'm no longer in my neighborhood. Now I'm, you know, multi-state. So how do I manage things that way? Those are a lot of some of the growing pains that we can really help alleviate business owners, because as they continue to grow, they really just want to focus on, again, they really want to focus on the strategy of their business. But oftentimes what they miss is some of the strategy of maintaining and protecting their wealth as they continue to grow. And again, how do we translate that into the personal side of things? Okay, so how do we take some of the money that we're making in our business, and what I like to use like a poker analogy, how do we periodically take some of those chips off the table and say, all right, you know what, this piece right here is for the foundation I'm going to start, and we would help and, you know, help establish those foundations and help figure out the right team for them to manage that foundation the right way. I mean, there's definitely a right and a wrong way to do that. And so it's, you know, it's about systematically kind of realizing that you're taking a lot of risk if you're focusing on, you know, if you have all of your net worth just inside of the business. I mean, that's breaking investment, you know, investing rule 101, which is don't put all your eggs in one basket. And so what we try to help business owners to do is to realize that you also kind of want to diversify what you're doing. But you don't, you know, without taking away, you know, the dry powder, so to speak, of allowing your business to continue to grow.
Now, if you would clarify, why would one need an executive planner over the standard financial advisor?
Sure. Great question. And I think, you know, that's more of a distinction of, you know, what an independent fiduciary like Miracle Mile and just a regular, you know, run-of-the-mill financial advisor is going to provide. And executive planning is actually sort of it's a spin-off of family office services, whereas a regular plain vanilla financial advisor is really just going to take a look at doing investment management. At its base level, that's what it is. What we do here at Miracle Mile, and what I do as an executive planner, is we take a holistic view of not only doing investment management, and we do a very amazing job of doing that, a very talented team here. And so that's the basis of what we do and how we make our money here. But inside of executive planning, the difference between just a regular financial advisor, which is really only after your investments, what we would do is we would take a holistic view of, you know, what are you doing inside of the business? What are you doing inside of, you know, family planning? And we help to actually do some sophisticated planning. We'll help set up these, you know, we will take a look at how you should be setting up your organizational structures. We're going to be taking a look at how you're managing your tax liability. We're going to be taking a look at how you're going to be managing your estate tax liability. You know, are you making sure that you're not opening up yourself to any liability by not having the right HR in place for you? Are you properly insuring yourself, your family, and your business the right way? I mean, these are things that you can really only speak about when you've dealt with them before and have the experience of doing it. And, you know, a lot of us here at Miracle Mile are, you know, we're business owners ourselves. And so we kind of understand, you know, what a business owner is going to need to grow smartly, really. And so that's really the difference between a run-of-the-mill financial advisor really only wants to do the investment thing, and whereas we are giving real financial advice to business owners and high net worth families about how you continue to, you know, protect and grow your wealth.
And thanks for that response. Today we're joined by Josh Saylor, a fiduciary planner advisor for business owners and executives at Miracle Mile Advisors, an independent investment advisory firm here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Have you ever considered starting your own business? If the answer is yes, then you're going to need a killer logo, business card, and web design. This is where designcrowd.com can help. Here's how it works. Visit designcrowd.com and post a request describing the design you need, for example, a logo design. Design Crowd will then invite its 500,000 designers to respond within hours. You'll receive your first design, and over the course of 3 to 10 days, a typical project will receive 60 to 100 plus different designs from designers around the world. You then get to pick the best design and approve payment to the designer. If you do post a project but don't find the design you like, no worries. Design Crowd has a money back guarantee. In summary, crowdsourcing design on Design Crowd will save you money, time, and help you find the best design possible for your budget. Check out designcrowd.com/epodcast for a special VIP offer for Enterprise Radio listeners, or simply enter the discount code EPN when you're posting a project on Design Crowd. Now, Josh, what is the difference between a fiduciary versus a non-fiduciary planner?
I love this question. I think it's coming up a lot more. And really, the legal definition of it is a fiduciary is someone that is legally bound to act in your best interest no matter what. To us, the non-legal definition is understanding truly that the client is the best investment, and if we can operate in a capacity that allows us to make decisions or guide the client to making those decisions that continues to help them to grow and prosper for whatever their goals really are, and our fee structure is in alignment with those decisions, basically meaning the way that we get compensated is in direct correlation with how successful that client is, that to us is what a fiduciary is. Again, legal definition is we are legally bound to act in your best interest no matter what. Non-fiduciary, you know, you'll see a lot of that in some of the brokerage areas. You'll see a lot of that with some of the, you know, insurance guys. I mean, they're, you know, a little bit more transactional in nature. You'll often see that in a lot of commission-based business. And we don't operate that way. So that's the major difference between a fiduciary and a non-fiduciary. It's really just being on the same side of the table as a client. And it really just operating under the belief system that if the client has success, then we will have success.
And that makes a lot of sense. What is an example of a specific situation that you've helped a client with, if you don't mind sharing that in conclusion?
That's a really good question. So a recent client here, has a business. Okay. He's an architect, does extremely well for himself. But there's other considerations in his life that he has, right? He, you know, is wanting to do a little bit more in real estate. He wants to start taking a look at, all right, how can I successfully start to reduce my hours working as an architect, only choose the jobs that I want, and still properly financially plan. So we say, okay, well, great. Why don't we take a look at, what your cash flow model is going to look like? Why don't we take a look at how you're currently insuring all of your real estate assets, which he has plenty of? How can we consolidate some of those costs? Because we might be operating with a little bit less revenue coming from the business. So how do we, and then we'll take a look at doing things like, you know, and really this isn't a revenue generating activity for us, but it's something that is definitely going to make the client's life easier. So what we would do is we take a look at all the real estate assets. We say, how can we reduce the carrying costs for some of these things? We went and dug into some of the mortgages. We took a look and we said, you know what, you're getting, you know, you got some high costs over here with this one and this one. So why don't we do some negotiating for you and lower the costs, and you end up saving the client, you know, tens of thousands of dollars over the course of a year that way. And then there's the shortfall that we had that you're not going to be getting from the hours spent taking on the jobs that you don't want to spend. So, you know, for us, it's a lot of looking outside the box, thinking creatively. And if you don't ask those questions or really want to look at things holistically, you're not going to be able to come up with those types of solutions. But since, you know, we're all in with our clients, we often like to say we're married to them. Since we're all in with our clients, we always want to have those types of conversations and sort of get in bed with the other people that we're going to need on our team, like, you know, the CPAs, the brokers, the bankers, trust and estate attorneys, people like that. Those are open conversations that we have on a daily basis to try to figure out how we can make the client's life work more cost effectively, more efficiently, so that, again, the client can stay focused on what their value system is. At the end of the day, that's what we want for our clients, is to, for them to be happy. And so that's just the most recent example, something I dealt with earlier this week.
Hey, Josh, before I let you go, what kind of financial advice or one last final tip could you share for our business owners or entrepreneurial-minded individuals tuning in today?
Yeah, I do have an answer for that. And the one thing that I would say, and this might sound self-serving because of what I do, but if I didn't love what I did, then I wouldn't say it, right? And that is, you know, if you are a business owner or you are maintaining a substantial amount of wealth, or are going to be coming into that type of wealth, get assistance. And get assistance from a fiduciary, get some help and get some guidance, get the right team around you. I mean, this is a piece of advice that crosses industries, crosses generations. Mark Zuckerberg, for instance, literally just give one, two pieces of advice for entrepreneurs. Mark, he said, have the right team. And that is something that we, you know, live and die by over here. I mean, having the right team to support our business owners and all of our other clients, it's extremely important to them. And that's why people don't leave us. Because we do, number one, we care, and we care enough to give the right advice, unbiased advice. And we surround them with the right people to help support their agenda. And so my answer to that is, you know, anybody that is trying to do this on their own, just know that you're missing stuff. I mean, there's just stuff that you're not going to get by trying to do this, you know, by not doing this day in and day out like we do. And I'm not necessarily just talking about the investment stuff. There's a lot you can learn out there on the internet nowadays, and investment solutions can be, you know, pretty straightforward using ETFs and staying well diversified. But, you know, that's not even close to scratching the surface of the amount of value that an independent fiduciary can provide you. And a lot of it can come with just having the right plan and helping you stay focused on your plan and seeing it through to completion. And that's, you know, that's a big deal.
Certainly appreciate your sharing that as well. Where can listeners get more information about Miracle Mile Advisors, and how can one be in touch accordingly?
Sure. So, good way to look us up is online. We're at miraclemileadvisors.com. We're out here in West LA. And, you know, if people have, you know, any questions or anything like that, they can feel free to email me. My email address is jsailar, S-A-I-L-A-R, at miraclemileadvisors.com. Happy to help.
Well, Josh, we thank you for your time, and look forward to a future conversation right here on Enterprise Radio. Have a great rest of your day.
All right. Thanks so much. You as well, Eric. Take care.
We've been speaking with Josh Sailor, a fiduciary planner and advisor for business owners and executives at Miracle Mile Advisors, an independent investment advisory firm. And for more information and for contact, simply visit miraclemileadvisors.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.
We'd like to thank today's sponsor, DesignCrowd.com. Whether you're an accountant, a blogger, or a photographer, DesignCrowd.com, with over 500,000 designers from around the world and money-back guarantee, is the best way to outsource or crowdsource design. If you're thinking about starting a business, a website, or an app, start today and take the first step by crowdsourcing your logo design, business card design, or website design from Design Crowd. Visit designcrowd.com/epodcast and get a special VIP custom design offer.